Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
It's 44035.
And what's your name, sir?
Richard Polk, P-O-L-K.
Richard, give me one second, Mr. Richard.
Richard Polk, it's under.
Give me one second, please. I'm going to place on a brief hold. I'll be right back with you. Sir, can you spell your first name for me, please?
Yeah, Rick.
Rick Polk.
Right.
Thank you. Because I think I ran your zip code. It didn't retrieve your name. But give me
4435.
Yes, sir. 4-4-0-3-5.
Maybe it's 44052. That's my old one.
44052.
Could be. That's my. I recently moved.
One second, please. Is it Barnett? Richard Barnett?
No. Polk. Okay.
Got you. Hold on one second.
Well, here's the only question I have is this, you know, I did a survey and then I selected the thing and then I gave it all the information, where to mail and all that. Then I wanted my credit card information. It was supposed to be a free prize. That's where I'm confused. Why would it want that?
Have you been billed?
No.
All right.
I just filled out some kind of survey that says, fill it out and we're going to send you a prize, whatever. And then it wants my credit card information. I'm not doing that.
Okay, that's a contest entry, sir. And I can give you that website if you need more information. But yes, sir, you'll be entering to a contest. It's a sweepstakes entry.
No, I forget it. I got you. I'm not going to waste time. I was misled. Thank you.
Good day, sir. Thank you for calling.